Հանուհոր եւ որ ո եւ հոգուին սրբո ամեն
In today's gospel reading we hear Jairus and Jairus hears the words that no one ever wants to hear. They are, it is too late, she is gone, don't bother the teacher anymore. And today Jairus stands between despair and faith. And in reality, our parish, our community, people everywhere around us, ourselves included, are constantly consumed by worry. How are we going to pay the bills? What's going to be my children's future? What happens to my health in the future? We have issues when it comes to work and the workplace and many other places. We too face these crises head on. Some of them are visible and some of them are hidden in our hearts. And in those moments when we face these crises, there is a little voice whispering to us saying, it's too late. Why even bother? But if we hear and notice Christ's response to this little voice that speaks to us, he says, do not fear, only believe. He doesn't say, only understand what's going on. He doesn't say, only be strong in this situation. He says, only believe. And this, dear faithful, is the first battle in the spiritual war that we fight. The battle is against fear, which says to us that God has abandoned us and he has arrived too late to help. Yesterday, in the Armenian church, we celebrated the Feast of the Holy Archangels. And it's no coincidence that yesterday was this feast, and today we have this gospel reading. Because if we read the gospel, we notice that Christ did not enter into the room where the girl had died alone. Of course, he entered with her parents. He entered with Peter, James, and John, his disciples, but he also entered with a legion of angels. His army he enters with. Tradition tells us that the angels have been assigned and given responsibilities for our weaknesses when we need help. They are here to help us and to serve us. Saint Gabriel, the archangel, gives us strength when we feel we are powerless. Saint Michael, the archangel, fights for us when we face spiritual attacks from the enemy. And Saint Raphael, the archangel, brings health and healing to us when we feel broken. As God has assigned angels to protect families, nations, and actual places, he has also assigned angels to each of you. Each of you have a personal angel to protect you. So the truth, though, is when we pray, we may feel alone in prayer. When we pray for our marriages, when we pray for our children, when we pray for the addictions that we have, we may ask the question, is there anybody listening to me? Is there anybody here with me in this prayer? And the Archangel Michael teaches us that we cannot fight these battles by ourselves. We need the angels to help us in a spiritual war that we are in. Saint Basil the Great says, beside every faithful person, beside every believer, stands an angel as a protector and as a shepherd, which leads him to life. If we continue to read the gospel today, we see that Christ doesn't stand outside of the room to heal the little girl. He doesn't stay and he doesn't, as we would say, remotely give her resurrection, which he could do, but he doesn't. He goes into the room. He sees death face to face. He grabs her hand and he says, little girl, arise. and she resurrects from the dead. There was once a man who was struggling with alcoholism. And he'd come to church. For 5 years, he'd come to church every Sunday. He'd stand in the back, and he'd pray. He'd go, he'd light his candle, and he'd pray, and he'd say, "Dear Lord, help me not drink." And every day, every Sunday when he was at church, right before Holy Communion was distributed, he would run out of the church. He wouldn't stay for it. One morning, he wakes up. He wakes up and he goes and stands before the icon of Saint, the Holy Archangel Michael. And he stands before it and he says, "Archangel Michael, help me. I have a bottle in my room right now and I'm going to go dump it out. But I need you to fight with me in this battle." So he goes into his room, he gets the bottle, and he goes and he pours it down the drain. The entire time, he's crying and he's praying, saying, "Lord, have mercy on me." But it doesn't stop there. He then continues to go to church. And right before communion, instead of leaving the church, he goes and he receives Holy Communion. He joins an AA group, Alcoholics Anonymous group. And he has someone that he can call at 2 a.m. when he feels that passion, when he feels that urge to drink again, he has someone to call and to talk to. What is interesting is instead of just praying about this battle, he actually enters the battle and fights it. And so often we pray about the battle and we don't do anything about it. Very often we pray, "God, help us, help do this and this and this," and then we wait on the sidelines, expecting God to fight in our spot. Rather, God wants us to fight with him, next to him, with the holy angels, against the evils in this world. And this man also says something very true. He says, "I realized I was fighting a spiritual war on an empty stomach. Holy Communion, the Eucharist, has become my ammunition in this war." This is what we are called to do. Christ entered the room and touched the little girl and touched death and raised her from the dead. The man entered his room, touched the bottle, and poured it out. The question then is, where is God calling you to enter? Where is he calling you to enter? The gospel ends saying, "Her spirit returned to her, and she got up at once, and life replaced death." Again, the question is, what is dead in your life right now that needs resurrection? Is it your marriage? Is it your faith? Is it your struggle with anger or another type of addiction? What is dead that needs resurrection? Because anything that it may be, Christ is standing next to you, saying to you, "Do not be afraid, only believe." And he is saying that you are surrounded by angels who will help you. The little girl was dead, but that death was not beyond God's power. Your situation is not too late. Your struggle is not too great, and your life is not beyond hope. Remember what Saint Basil says. Every believer has an angel standing with them to protect and to lead them to life. But in order for that to be, you must believe, you must act, and you must allow Christ also to take your hand, raise you up, and lead you into battle. Amen.